Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Your host, Dana Rodriguez, is joined this week by technical editor Kira Pace and Professor Lori Fisher.
Gotta be this or that.
Gotta be your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Oh, thank
that's
you very
your
much. That, it is, isn't it? Okay. Sorry.
Dozed off a little bit.
I was waiting for a star. Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely weekend, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your very valuable time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so, of course, we're encouraging your participation in every way possible. Our lines are mostly open right now. There's one that's, I guess, Ed called early tonight. There is one that is occupied, but all the others are free, so it's a great time to call in. Sometimes we do get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, and we're not able to take every single call. But if you call early, we will get you on, I promise. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. And everything else usually means whatever Kira brought in. So get ready and give us a call. Just to remind you of our email address, and that is mindsovermatter1, MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. That is mindsovermatter1 at gmail.com. What's more, mindsovermatter1, the numeral one, at gmail.com. Just to remind you, we are being live streamed now as we speak, or as I speak, at kalw.org. That is kalw.org, so you can listen online if you're more than 2.5 miles away. And if you would like to hear the podcast of our show, that should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight at kalw.org. David, that reminds me, I don't think the podcast was up for last week.
I will have to look into that.
Yes. All right. Your job is hanging by a thread.
Our team is on it.
Yeah. And just to remind, yes, so the podcast will be up this week along with the one from last week.
You check to make sure it's up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, what else do I have to do? That is at klw.org. And it'll be at iTunes later on and places like that. So. Okay, we're going to start with a round of introductions. Oh, look, our lines are busy, and we haven't even asked a question yet.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? I didn't know I had so many relatives. Okay, here we go. Kira Pace has narrowed the pool of dog names down to Ptolemy, Bindle, and Killface.
Yeah. Killface? Two L's or one?
Two L's. Family name.
Go with Ptolemy. Yeah. What kind of dog are you getting?
Gott just drove up to Renton and back.
Oh, that's
week
why.
And picked
okay
up a dog. So,
what is it? What kind of dog?
She is a mutt. She's a.
You had to go to Renton.
You couldn't have gotten a mutt around here.
She was a mutt with a sad Facebook story.
Oh,
so
all right.
I'm one of those people now that falls for that.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you're going with Killface?
Potentially Killface. Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Or Ptolemy.
I have to go to the door.
Or Bindle. All right.
Someone's
so
here.
Unlike other public things, which will remain nameless for now, having nothing to hide, Lori Fisher appears on Minds Over Matter tonight fully unredacted and, like Kira and Dana, is ready for the full scrutiny of a welcoming American public. And then I noticed that you have a few words underneath that yeah, they've been redacted.
Ironic, huh? Yes. And our... Yeah, truth in advertising. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, has nothing to declare politically or otherwise.
All right.
I don't think that's true.
And that is us, and we'll begin with Kira Pace.
All right. I'm going to go to page 2 for this. Okay. What is gastrodiplomacy, and what country is widely regarded as having launched the first government-led initiative? So again, what is gastrodiplomacy? And what country is widely regarded as having launched the first government-led initiative?
So would it have something to do with diplomacy through fine food or something of that ilk?
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily the fine, but yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
Yeah, feeding
right.
people well as part of the diplomatic relationship.
Well, not necessarily feeding them well either, but it's right. the use of food and cuisine as a means to create cross-cultural understanding in the hopes of improving interaction. So, bell for you.
Bell there. So it sounds ancient. How about Egyptian?
No.
Okay, it's going to give Eid that one.
Right.
All right.
Is this a recent development or
fairly recent? Yes.
Okay. Is this a first world country?
I don't believe it qualifies as. As first world. I don't think it's classified is what I should say, not qualified.
We think of their cuisine as fine cuisine, like in our culture now?
We think of it as delicious cuisine. Or we wouldn't. I guess it depends on whether or not you like it.
So I'm going to go with Israel.
No, not Israel.
Okay. Kreplach and chopped liver.
Mm.
Okay.
Huh. Well, there are a lot of countries you could choose from.
Only one is the correct
audience,
answer.
Our audience thinks it's China.
It's not China.
Okay.
Geographically closer, though, than Israel.
All right.
Huh. Is this a relatively small country?
I mean, compared to, say, the United States or Canada or Russia, I'd say, yeah. But it's not teeny tiny. It's no San Marino.
How about Vietnam?
No, but you're very close. Do you want to take another guess?
Close cuisine-wise or close geographically?
Cambodia.
Both. Nope, not Cambodia. Mm-hmm. Give you one more guess. The audience has got it, I'm sure.
Thailand.
That is correct. Thailand. Yeah. Both the studio audience and Lori got that correct. So, bell for Thailand.
Nice.
I'll say that the Global Thai Program was launched in 2002 with 3 restaurant footprints. So, if you've noticed that a lot of Thai restaurants kind of look alike, it's because they're from the same government footprint. Yeah, they're like funded. There's like 3 different footprints. There's the low or like the low price, the medium price, and the high price. And they have got the names Elephant Jump for the fast casual. Cool Basil is mid-price, and Golden Leaf is the high-end. So there you go.
So there's your gastro-diplomatic
yeah,
actually, titles.
They managed to really increase their tourism, too.
Really?
By doing this, yeah.
Smart.
Because if you know the food, then you're more likely to go to the country.
Get the Cool Basil.
They're getting very little of my money, though.
No.
Not a big fan of
it's not working
food.
With
no,
you.
I mean, once in a great while. Yeah.
Don't like the coconut milk?
Not enough to make me visit.
No. All right.
No. It's not like an Albanian restaurant. All right, give us another question.
Okay, sure. A monument in Riverside, Iowa marks the future birthplace of whom?
Oh.
All right, studio audience is all over my stuff today.
Captain James T. Kirk.
Captain James T. Kirk.
James Tiberius Kirk.
Tiberius Kirk, who will be born there the 22nd of March, 2228.
Oh, that's cool.
And as a note, Roddenberry wrote in 1968 that Kirk would be born in a small Iowa town, and Riverside Councilman and Truckee, I guess, Steve Miller proposed to the Riverside Council that they make it Riverside.
There you go.
Yeah.
And all right, Lori, you go ahead.
All right. Well, I read for the first time about something called the National Women's Hall of Fame, which I hadn't heard of. So I looked that up, came up in something. So I have 2 questions. One, where is it?
And it's bet your wife knew more about it than you do.
I suspect that she did, particularly since I knew nothing about it.
All right, yeah.
It was founded in 1970. So my first question is where? It's a historically significant place. And then I kind of looked at the initial people. But what I've done is in the first 5 years, they admitted 20 women. 6 of them were artists, writers, performers. I'm interested in those 6. So in the first classes that went in, I'm less interested in the writers, performers, or artists who were in the first classes inducted, and I'm interested in where it is, the National Women's Hall of Fame.
So primarily artists, writers, performers? Or you're
well,
just
the other ones were scientists and politicians. I'm leaving those out because that's a huge list. So I'm just picking the 6 who were primarily writers, performers, or artists. That's what they'd be known for in our eyes.
Sorry, this is out of how many?
20.
Out of the first 20.
First 20,
admitted,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, Georgia O'Keeffe, maybe?
No.
or Emily Dickinson?
She's one of them. Okay. Very good. Give her a bell on Dickinson.
Artists, writers, or performers?
Yes. Yeah. I'm lumping them together.
How about Marian Anderson?
Yes. Very good. Right. The opera singer. Very nice. So Marian Anderson and Emily Dickinson. Give you one more guess each if you want it. And also guess it where it is.
Artists, writers. Oh, Edith Wharton.
No. Oh. Good guess.
Flannery O'Connor?
No. Okay. Also a good legitimate guess. And neither one is...
aims for legit.
Carson McCullers.
No, not Carson McCullers.
Rachel Carson.
Rachel Carson, yes.
All right.
That's good. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just go over the question.
Okay. The question is, the National Women's Hall of Fame was founded in 1970. Where is it? What significantly historical place is it located? And of the first 20 women admitted, six of them were artists and writers of the kind we're getting. We have Marian Anderson, Rachel Carson, and Emily Dickinson. We're looking for three more.
So as far as where it's located, is it in the upstate New York where Susan B. Anthony and the first political convention for women? And of course, I can't. Is it Elmira?
No. You're in the right neighborhood.
Helen of Troy, New York.
It's still the right neighborhood. It was the Women's Rights Convention in 1848.
Schenectady?
Nope.
Albany?
Nope. We'll give it to some caller. We'll get it the next few minutes.
Okay.
So three more women admitted, and where it is?
I know.
Near
it's
Schenectady.
New York.
Yeah, yes. It is. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. You got the right event in the right area.
Oh, is it? Oh no, I was thinking of Troy as opposed to Ilium, which is the Vonnegut one. Is it Troy?
It's not Troy or Ilium.
Okay.
Yeah. Or any
it's
other
real.
Body
it's
part.
Real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is real. Yeah. As far as I know.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Dave from Orange County.
Hey, Dave.
Hey. So I believe the Women's Hall of Fame is in Seneca Falls.
Oh, it very is. Good. Very Thank good, you. Dave. Thank good you.
Job. All right. Okay, so I got a movie question for you this week.
Okay.
So we're nearing the end of the 2010s, which means it's nearly time for the Golden Raspberry Award to name the worst film of the decade.
Wow. The decade?
Okay. Yes.
The 2010s.
So name the films that have previously won the Golden Raspberry Award, or the Razzie, for worst film of the decade in the 80s, the 90s, and the aughts.
Oh, my gosh. No, Pauly Shore was like worst actor of the decade, but it wasn't one of his films, was it?
It was not, no.
Yeah.
How about The Room?
No.
That's more recent.
No, these are all big budget movies.
That was like 2003.
Give us the genre of the films. Maybe that would help just a little bit.
Well, they're all dramas. One is sci-fi.
Oh, Battlefield Earth?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
good
the
job.
Off.
Good job on that.
Nice.
Good job. So that's the... I'm sorry, is that the 90s?
That's the aughts.
That's the
aughts. Okay.
So we're looking for the 80s and 90s.
And all the rest of them are dramas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you,
yes.
Oh, is Ishtar? Is that too old?
That's a comedy anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
a comedy.
It's comedy.
It's essentially a comedy.
And it's not bad. It's not bad enough.
Give us some kind of hint for the 80s.
Okay, the 80s is based on a biography of a Hollywood star.
Oh, Mommy Dearest?
Oh, yes.
Mommy
right,
Dearest.
Right.
Oh, nice.
All right. Okay.
No wire hangers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, and the one in the 90s was rated NC-17 when it came out.
No, it's too, I don't know if it's long enough for that. That one in about the dancer, the Las Vegas?
Showgirls.
Right, okay.
Very you got good. It.
All right.
All right, and I got one last quick question, since Kira was talking about her dog.
Okay.
There is a statue of a dog. It's the only statue of a non-human or a named non-human in Central Park.
Right.
Who
is
it?
It's Balto.
Yeah.
Yes.
Balto is the dog that pulled the sled to get the serum
It was diphtheria.
Diphtheria outbreak, right.
Yeah. He actually only did the last leg, so some people thought he got more credit than he deserved.
But then
should have shared it with other dogs with Killface.
They went on to make the animated movie
about
with
him, right.
Kevin Bacon and Kara Sedgwick,
yeah.
Right?
And that's where the Iditarod race originates.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Almost 26 years now. And our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace, who was barely born when we first started. And, of course, Lori Fisher, who was, I don't know, what were you in your...
How old was I, 26 years ago?
You were in your 60s at the time? I'm just
kidding. Grad
you
were, student.
You're young.
Fisher.
He was a young man.
I'm the new Jerry Nachman. I was a kid.
Yeah. And I was the child bride.
I think it was my bar mitzvah year, I believe.
Anyway, so you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. I forgot to say my name, Dana Rodriguez, your moderator. And, all right, let me do a couple questions for you. So what California city is named after the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine? What California city is named after the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine? There's also an island with the same name.
An island in California or in the United States?
No, just outside worldwide. Of the United States.
Yeah. So who's Constantine's mother?
The Roman Emperor Constantine. Yeah. Remember that.
I feel like if I could answer that question, I'd be able to answer this question.
Well, I was trying to trick you into giving me a hint.
What well-known California city?
Her name was Fresno, I believe.
Yeah. Solid trick.
What well-known California city is named after the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine? There is also an island with the same name.
Is it a Northern California city?
It is.
It is.
Yes.
It's the Antioch's a place, not a people.
And has the name been changed, or is it her exact name?
It's her exact name.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, just the first name.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So once more, what California city is named after the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine? There's also an island with the same name. All right. I will also give you this. Last week I asked about the most common tourist attractions the most popular tourist attractions in various countries. There is a map that's available online of the most popular tourist attraction in every country in the world. I'm glad I found it because it provided me with a bunch of questions. And so I'm going to give you four this week, and I want you to tell me the country to which they belong. So remember, these are the most popular tourist attractions in these countries. Number one, the National Museum of Anthropology. Number two, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Garganta del Diablo. I can spell that for you. It's Garganta and then del Diablo. So, number three, Lake Bled, Bled. And number four, the Door to Hell gas deposit. I know. I miss all the good things, don't I?
The Door to Hell.
I haven't been there yet.
Gas deposit? Was that the other one?
Yeah. So, once more, these are the most popular tourist attractions in what countries? Number one, the National Museum of Anthropology. Number two, Garganta del Diablo. Number three, Lake Bled, Bled. And number four, the Door to Hell gas deposit. I'll give you each one guess.
Killing me, because I know the last two, but I always mix up the countries. Like, okay, so the last one, Door to Hell, is one of the stands. I want to say it's Tajikistan?
No.
Ah, okay.
I'm not even.
Kyrgyzstan.
No.
Okay. I was just trying to, because I don't know.
That's an amalgamation of about three different stands.
I vote that he said Kyrgyzstan. So,
yeah.
But it's not Kyrgyzstan.
It's not anyway. Kyrgyzstan.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, thank you.
Uzbekistan.
No.
Okay. Then it's the other T. Turkmen? Or did I say Turkmen? No, I said Tajik.
Tajik.
So Turkmenistan.
It is Turkmenistan.
There we go. Okay.
That was the Door to Hell?
That's the Door to Hell gas deposit.
Wow.
All right. So that's yours.
And you could have my other one, too. I don't know.
No, that's okay. She had three guesses. All right. Okay, so once more, what California city is named after the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine? There is also an island with the same name. It's quite a famous island, by the way, for a different reason. And these are the most popular tourist attractions in what countries? Number one, the National Museum of Anthropology. Number two, the Garganta del Diablo. And number three, Lake Bled, Bled. And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. I have a question.
Yes.
Now, the phrase 12 years, it's been in the news a lot. So what's that about? Or more specifically, what is supposed to happen within 12 years? And what happens if it doesn't happen?
Within 12 years of now?
Yes.
Is this a climate change issue?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Is it like the tipping point?
Yeah.
The carbon tipping? Yeah, okay.
That's what happens if we don't. So what do we have to do for that not to happen?
Elect a new president?
Stop eating so much meat so that there's not so much farming or cattle farming. I think that probably car pollution, air pollution is part of what they've been talking about
These are all really good answers. There's actually like a specific number and exactly this, you know, because it was a scientific the IPCC report, it predicts that, how does it go? We have a 2/3 chance of avoiding the tipping point if...
Oh, well, rather than us stumbling around and guessing, it'd probably be better if you gave an educated response.
Okay, should I just tell you?
Yeah, tell us.
All right. We have to cut our global greenhouse gas emissions to less than half of what they are within 12 years.
All right. Everybody start tonight.
Try.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. And Kira, I believe it's your turn.
All right. So I have a lead-in question, then I have a list question for you. Before there was the European Union, which was established in 1993, there was what integrated organization, which had been created by the Treaty of Rome of 1957?
The Common Market. European Common Market.
That is its other name, yes. The European Economic Community. All right. In a round that I'm calling EU for EU, 9 of the 28 member states of the European Union don't use the euro as their national currency. Which 9 countries and what do they use?
Well, of course, the UK uses the pound still.
Currently a correct answer.
For now, yeah, for the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm. That's a bell.
Oh, well. And Denmark. I don't know if Denmark's in the EU or not. I can't remember.
They are, but now you have to be specific with the ending of this.
The ending of
krona.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Because there's krona. So
right.
Krona.
And Sweden.
Sweden is not.
And not in the... Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. It's not Sweden. That's not. Norway isn't. But yes, you're all right. Sweden. So what's theirs?
That's the well, I'm going there.
Do you have money in your pocket yet?
That's the krona. That's
krona with an A. Yeah.
Krona with an A. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. All right. I'll stop there. So what's ask the question once more.
Sure. 9 of the 28 member states of the European Union don't use the euro as their national currency. Which 9 countries and what do they use? And Dana got Denmark, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. So there are 6 more.
It's a good audience question.
All right. And let's go to a call.
Sorry, Lloyd.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
That's good.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good.
The little town in Northern California, I used to go there all the time when I was student at Cal. It was beautiful. It's St. Helena.
That's right. St. Helena.
Beautiful little town right by Napa, in, you know, close to Napa. So you go and you test wines, and you have very nice, good dinners at restaurants, and you go to St. Helena. It's beautiful, beautiful little town.
And, of course, St. Helena or St. Helena is also the island where Napoleon was exiled.
Yes.
Very nice.
You're right, 100%.
Yes.
Okay, well, you mentioned Egypt in the beginning. I like to, you know, actually, archaeologists discovered something amazing just the last few weeks, that just like, you know, people go spread their religion all over the world, ancient Egyptians did the same thing. They were sending people all over the world to build pyramids. And, in fact, around the world, we have about 2,000 pyramids. Unusual. But they were very seaworthy. I mean, they were very, very capable to go with big ships. In fact, Hatshepsut's ship was big enough to carry 4 747 airplanes, huge ships. So they must have traveled, and even some indication they may have gone as far as South America, and maybe that's why the South American had the idea of building pyramids. Okay, so which country has the highest number of pyramids?
Is that is that Sudan?
It is Sudan.
Yay. Very good.
Nice.
Very small, tiny ones. And of course, why? Because Sudan is the closest country to Egypt. They had to go to Sudan using ships. They could not travel, you know, in sub-Saharan Africa, but they went there through ships. Okay, with that actually in mind, who is Qatar? Who is Qatar? Talking about Egypt and ships traveling.
Who is what?
Qatar. S-C-O-T-A.
Is he a designer, an architect?
No, ancient Egyptian woman.
Right. Oh.
Would you believe that maybe, perhaps, this was Scotland named after? There is a little grave of a woman that her name is Scotta, and maybe the initiator of Scotland, some thousands of years ago. This grave there, the woman have red hair, which she may have, as you know, both Ireland and Scotland have the highest number of red-haired people in the world. Okay, very quick other question. The atom bomb dropped in Japan in 1945 killed immediately about 40,000, but within short time, over 150,000 people died from the effects of radiation overall. So let's talk about Einstein's theory of relativity, mass-energy equivalence. How much mass of uranium was transferred to energy to kill all of these people? How much mass?
It's a small amount, but
I don't
have a
kilograms,
number for you.
Pounds?
I could just randomly guess a number, but it would be an utterly random guess.
This is amazing.
10 pounds. I think that's probably too high.
Very. You know how many? How much? 7 grams.
Yeah, it's teeny.
7 grams of mass transferred to energy to kill all these people. That is less than the size and weight of an aspirin tablet.
Wow.
Everybody, yeah. Thank you. Always have a great show.
Thanks,
and
Steve.
I really love to talk to you. And I'm sorry sometimes I come pain in the neck, but I do like to talk to you.
It's all right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And Laurie, it's your turn.
All right. I have 2.5 questions from 1969. So I believe we're in the 50th anniversary of things that happened in 1969. So one of the most popular works of fiction in America was published then, The Godfather, but it was only the second most popular work of fiction published that year. I'm looking for number one, and the hint I'd give you for number one, I would call it a more serious work of literature. It was written by somebody who went on to win the National Book Award and a Pulitzer Prize. So what was the best-selling work of fiction that outsold The Godfather by quite a lot in 1969, and then ultimately The Godfather sold more? So that's my first 1969 question. Oh, that's the other one. In 1968, the Mamas and Papas broke up, and in an attempt to kind of reclaim her career, Mama Cass got a variety show, just a regular old-fashioned variety show. As far as I can figure out, it lasted one episode. She had Joni Mitchell and Mary Travers sang with her, but the amazing part was she had kind of regular conventional guests. She had a really popular comedian on who did shtick with her. And then he had a couple from a TV series on, and they did a skit with her. So I'm looking for who the couple was with Mama Cass and who the comedian was. They're all well known.
Sonny and Cher for the couple?
No, but that's a good guess. It's a.
Oh, what about Stiller and Mira?
No.
Okay.
The couple that was on were serious actors in a kind of serious drama doing a little comedy to flush out their career. So they were being good sports, I would say.
Well, then I am out.
No, I think you'll know.
A serious couple in a serious show.
Yeah, I mean, they were
they a real couple?
Yes, really married in real life.
And they were together on the show?
They were together on the show that was also on the air at that time and ran for quite a few years. And then they appeared on the Mama Cass.
Did they appear as a married couple on the show as, you know?
No.
Okay.
On the show, they were not
married. The show, they're not married. In real life, they were married.
Correct.
And they were dramatists.
Yes, they.
And the first part of that,
they were real actors.
And the first part of that question was the comedian that was.
Yeah, there was also a comedian, a stand-up comedian who
and
was
you,
really
you
popular.
Particularly
in
used the word shtick. Are we looking for a comedian with shtick?
I believe you would be.
All right.
If you define shtick kind of broadly, but
Shecky Green,
you're in the right era.
Henny Youngman.
Yeah, keep going. Just keep them coming.
Oh, Alan Sherman.
Keep them coming.
Jewish comedian.
I believe this person is Jewish.
Borscht Belt?
I think, if not in reality, close enough. Pretty sure this guy was a Borscht Belt.
Jack Carter.
Keep going.
Jan Murray.
It's just right there. He's the next one you'll name, maybe.
Not Rodney Dangerfield.
Not Rodney.
All right. Just ask the whole question.
So in the MamaCast television program, who was the comedian who went on and did shtick with her, and who was the couple from another show that came on and did kind of a cute skit with her? It's online if you want to see it.
Was the comedian a regular or just a guest star?
I think the show, as far as I could say, it just lasted one time. And he was definitely a guest star. Like, come on out, so-and-so. And he did.
Milton Berle?
Nope. Oh. Very popular. And then I'm also looking for the work of fiction that sold more copies than The Godfather. And it was written by somebody who was then and in the future a very serious writer, won the National Book Award, won the Pulitzer Prize.
Is this like Norman Mailer kind of book? Was it Norman Mailer?
It's not Norman Mailer.
Oh, okay. Armies of the Night, that was his.
Yeah, but it's as serious as that kind of thing, I would think, as an author.
In that case, I'd like to guess Mary Cassatt as one of the ladies.
That's correct.
Yay!
So Mary Cassatt is one of the ladies first entered into the Women's Hall of Fame. Thank you for remembering that question. And she was not the comedian on the Mama Cash show. Very good on the Mary Cassatt.
She's half the couple.
Yes. All right.
It's Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. They're the...
Yeah. And close. Let's go to a call.
All right.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, hi. This is John from Bernal Heights.
Hi, John.
And I think I have a few answers. I couldn't quite hear the novel from 1969. Was that In Cold Blood?
It was not. That's an excellent guess.
But I do have some others. Ede knew St. Helena, St. Helena. But Lake Bled is in Slovenia.
That is correct. Very good.
And it's famous for a cream cake that I'm almost ready to travel for. It sounds really good. The National Museum of Anthropology, I think, is in Mexico.
That is correct. It's in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. The Poland, I believe, still uses the Zloty or something of that sort.
Yes, it's pronounced... Zwolte, but yes, yeah. Spelled like Zloty. You are correct.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Hungary uses the florin by still, I believe.
Forint.
Forint.
Uh-huh. Forint, yeah. Okay, Romania uses the lira, I believe.
That is incorrect.
That's incorrect.
It is.
I beg your pardon?
I said that one is incorrect.
That isn't correct. Is Malta still using the lei? Or have they gone over to the euro?
Malta is using the euro, but
the euro.
How fascinating
that
you bring up the lev.
Yes.
Because that
they
is...
They started out with when they were first in the EU, because I was there at some point.
Maybe
they were using their own money.
Go back to Romania.
Yeah, go back to Romania.
Oh, but that's correct for Romania.
There it
is. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think Malta was also using the lei at one point. That's what they called it. I think that's everything that I have for today. So, good evening.
Thank you very much. All right, we do have a couple. Oh,
there is one more lev answer on this list. If someone wants to pick that up, if that's helpful to anybody,
we'll leave it out for
people. Okay.
You are listening to Minds Over Matter. Just to remind you, we have a couple of lines open. We have if you'd like to give us a call. The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. All right, I want to do this question. I'm wondering if I have enough time. About half an hour, 25 minutes. Because there are 100 answers. No, I'm just kidding. No. I think this is interesting, but you'll be the judge. But the audience, as always, is the judge of these things. These are the 10 most common first and last name combinations in the U.S. in 2018, according to Ancestry.com. So the 10 most common first and last name combinations in the United States as of 2018.
So we have to get them both.
Right. Yeah.
So if it's Will Smith, it would have to be Will and Smith. Okay.
And so I will say that Smith is on the list. The last name Smith.
John Smith.
Not John. There is no John Smith. And there is no John Doe.
But John Doe would be a long shot.
Yeah.
So again,
Smith.
These are the 10 most common first and last name combinations in the United States as of 2018. So I'll give you a couple of guesses each.
All right. are, how many are any of them Hispanic names?
Yes.
Okay. How about
Miguel Rodriguez?
No.
Okay.
Any Rodriguez?
No.
How about Gomez? If we go for the,
you have to do the first and
do
last
both.
Name.
Right.
And there is no Gomez on the list.
All right. Well, that's what I need. Okay. Richard Rodriguez.
Oh, Rodriguez is good.
There is a Rodriguez, but it, you have
he's
to
not,
get the
Ricardo.
Ricardo.
No.
Miguel Rodriguez.
No.
Juan Rodriguez.
No.
Carlos Rodriguez.
Oh, good.
No. Could be a woman's name,
no.
too.
Yeah.
Maria Rodriguez.
Oh, wait. You may be overestimating the Rodriguez, but
okay.
there's only
but
one
what,
Rodriguez on the list.
Are there a mixture of men and women's names?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roberto Rodriguez.
No.
Let's go back to Smith. Okay, how about Jones? Edward Jones.
No Jones.
No Jones.
Johnson's, though. William Johnson.
There is a Johnson on the list, but it's not William Johnson.
John Johnson?
No.
Dave Johnson.
No.
I know two Dave Johnsons. Thought that would qualify.
Two down. All right.
So we have Smith, Rodriguez, and Johnson, and no first
yes.
names.
Yeah. So once more, these are the 10 most common first and last name combinations in the United States as of 2018, according to Ancestry.com. And
Dana Rodriguez.
No,
okay.
No.
It's a long shot.
There are a few Dana Rodriguez's, but it's not.
Are any of the last names used more than once?
Yes.
All right.
Jackson. Oh, let's go with Bill Jackson, William Jackson, something like that.
No Jackson.
Oh.
Is Smith used more than once?
Yes.
All right. So.
But we've already guessed what? We've guessed Bill
Dave,
and Mike Bob, and Dave and.
Bob Smith.
John.
Yes, Robert Smith.
Ooh.
Number three.
I'm exhausted.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And there's another Smith coming.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Lynn from Reno calling.
Hi, Lynn.
And let's see, the one about the devil's throat. It's located in Argentina, but it's located like on the border of Argentina and Brazil.
Is that
Garganta?
Garganta
yeah.
del Diablo?
Yes.
Yes.
It means the devil's throat.
Very but, good. Yes, yeah. that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Have
you
a
very
good
much.
Day.
All right. Yes, Argentina. Very good. And thank you. Thank you. That's why I hired you. We're going to repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. And Kira, you go first.
All right. 9 of the 28 member states of the European Union don't use the euro as their national currency. Which 9 countries are they and what do they use? So far, we've already gotten Denmark, Hungary, Poland, Romania, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. Looking for 3 more.
Okay. In the National Women's Hall of Fame, located in Seneca Falls, New York, I was looking. I know that 6 of the first 20 women were artists, performers, writers. I'm looking for 2 more. We have Marian Anderson, Rachel Carson, Mary Cassatt, and Emily Dickinson. There's 2 more. Looking for the number one bestseller that outbested The Godfather in 1969, and in the incredible short-lived Mama Cass television show, what comedian and what married couple who was on another TV show at the time appeared on her show to do comic variety stuff?
All right. And what are the 10 most common first and last name combinations in the United States as of 2018? So far, we only have Robert Smith.
Mary Smith.
Good.
Yes.
Cool.
Mary Smith. Very good.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Are any of the first names repeated?
I don't think I'm going to say that one way or another. I think I'm giving you enough.
You have. More than enough.
And we do have a couple of lines open if you'd like to give us a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. So with a question or answer, feel free to give us a call. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
What 1993 treaty established the European Community, which was later named the European Union?
Didn't you name this?
No, nope, not yet. You're about to. One of you.
What's
or
it?
An audience member. Again, what 1993 treaty established the European Community, later named the European Union?
Oh, I know this. Well, I did know it. One time. Is it in Belgium?
No, but it is in the Benelux.
Is it Treaty of Luxembourg?
Nope. It's not the Bet or Lux. You've got the N.
Is the Hague?
No, not the Hague.
So we're looking for the name of the treaty?
Yes. The 1993 treaty, which established the European Community, which was later renamed the European Union. We've established that it is in the Netherlands.
Right. Start with an E?
No.
Okay. All right. And actually, Lori, why don't you go ahead, too?
All right. This is sort of an obscure question that I like. I think it's up your alley. So this is a Writers Guild question. Okay, so in the Writers Guild, this is a punctuation question.
Can I just please add that you did not preface the Mama Cass one episode show as being obscure, so I can't wait for this.
Yeah, good point.
So the Writers Guild and the Screenwriters Guild make a differentiation between using an ampersand, which stands for and, the word and. So, for instance, if it was Rodriguez and Pace with an ampersand, it would mean something different than Rodriguez and Pace with the word and. There's a legal technical difference. What is it?
Is it like partnership? Like it could be marriage or like corporate partnership?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
But that's why that's why I asked it.
All right.
But you're thinking, and there is a difference, and that could have been it, but that isn't
it. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, it's Tom in SoCal.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'll guess, let's see, on the National Women's Hall of Fame, is that, how about Willa Cather?
No, Willa Cather isn't in the first group.
Good guess.
Good guess.
Eleanor Roosevelt?
No, well, she's in, but she's not in as an artist or a writer or performer.
Not an artist. Got it. Right. Shoot. Okay. Couple more guesses on the people who don't use the euro. Is that how about Bulgaria?
Yes. Do you know what they use?
Very small rocks.
I'll give you a clue. It was the answer
the
to
lev?
Romania. Yes, the Levs. Spelled differently, but same thing.
How about Finland, just because...
No, not the
They're Finland. In Scandinavia as well as the others. No?
No, okay. They adopted the euro.
The 1969, the book... Most popular fiction, was that made into a film or?
You know what? It's a great question, and I'm trying to get from the audience who knows. I don't think so.
No, okay.
I don't think the book was. It's if it was made into a movie, I don't know this movie.
Gravity's Rainbow, is it?
No, it's not Gravity's Rainbow, which wasn't made into a movie. And it would be, it's a hint, though, so I'm looking at the time. There's a sexual nature to this book that might have prevented it at the time.
Fortnoy's Complaint?
That's it.
Oh.
Fortnoy's Complaint by Philip Roth, outsold by about three times in hardback.
I almost said Watership Down.
And number three that year was The Love Machine by Jacqueline Suzanne.
You know, I thought about Jacqueline Suzanne.
Yeah. She never won the National Book Award, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah. Good work.
I'll guess in the comedian from Mama Cass, about Foster Brooks?
Not Foster
That's a good
Brooks.
Guess.
That is a good guess. Yeah.
Or Sid Caesar?
Not Sid Caesar.
That's all right. And some of the names. How about John Brown?
Oh, for the
common name.
No, not John Brown. There's no Brown on the list.
Wow.
Okay, how about Chris Jones?
There is no Jones.
Grace Lee?
There is no Lee.
Oh, shoot. let's see. Don't think I have anything else I'm looking through. I'm just going to suggest for Kira's dog's name. How about Nathan Johnson's dog's name?
No, I think.
No. Not even the TV version of it. No.
But, I want to say that every time I get a phone book, I look to see if I've made it.
Your name in print. You mentioned John Doe. I was wondering if you can tell me what band John Doe fronted and continues to front.
I do not know.
I don't know.
No. One of the top bands of the 80s, top albums.
Really?
Of the 80s by Rolling Stone. Yeah, I think it was in the top 10. one of their albums was.
Wow.
Was that his real name, you think?
No, okay. It's a stage name.
Is it a punk name? Is it a punk band?
Yeah, it is a punk band.
So who is the lead singer of the Dead Kennedys?
No, that's Jello Biafra.
Jello Biafra, yeah. It's a very short name.
Oh, not Rancid. That's 90s anyway.
Shorter name than that.
Oh, is it just X?
It is X.
Okay, I'd only know that from... That's Billy Idol's old band, right?
No. It was Generation X.
Generation X. Thank you. Crazy talk. Yeah, that's very embarrassing. I apologize for that.
That's okay. And I suppose you probably don't know. I'll give it out. But X was produced. The band was produced by a famous musician who also played on that first album. And I kind of think I should just give you the answer because it doesn't sound like you'll get it.
Herb Alpert.
Ray Manzarek.
Really?
No, okay.
The Doors.
Yeah, of the Doors, and he plays organ on their first album.
That's good. That's good intel.
Listen to if you can get it. And then one other question. I learned this week that Shazam is an acronym. Do you know what it is?
It's an acronym for.
It's a bunch of mythological names. It's like something Hera, Zeus. Oh, is it part of the pantheon? Is it a bunch of pantheon names?
Not necessarily some pantheon names, but not all.
Z is Zeus, right?
They're called immortal elders in the thing. Yeah. Z is Zeus.
H is Hera.
Aphrodite.
H is not Hera.
It's not. Oh, is it Hercules?
Hercules.
There we go. So it's all strong men. Is A Apollo one of them?
Apollo is not them.
Aphrodite?
Not Aphrodite.
It's all men, though, isn't it?
It is all men.
Yeah. Mercury? No. Is it Mercury?
It is Mercury.
Okay, so it's a mixture of Roman and Greek.
And actually, in the comic books, there is a Lady Shazam, which does have female counterparts for all of the things, but I don't know what that is.
Does she wear pink too? The name Lady Shazam.
I don't think her name is actually Lady Shazam. Okay, good. It might just be Shazam.
That's what he calls her.
Okay, Shazam S. I don't know.
So we're looking for two A's and an S.
No, we got one A.
Go ahead and fill us in.
Two A's and an S.
We didn't get an A.
Fill in the blanks for us.
Okay, Solomon, believe it or not. Solomon, Atlas, and Achilles.
I thought of Achilles. I didn't think he was tough enough. The whole heel.
There you
thing.
Go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Adios.
And, okay. My turn here. All right. I have a very... Yes.
I was just going to ask if one of the comedians was Brooks or Reiner. If the comedian was Brooks or Reiner.
Yeah. Neither in this case.
Okay.
Neither
I'm done.
Mel or Carl. Uh-huh. No, don't be done.
The word moment was once used as a measure of time. What is the amount of time it measured? The word moment was once used as a measure of time, a formal measure of time. What was the amount of time it measured?
Is it something like 10 seconds?
Nope.
Is it something pre-clock?
I wouldn't say it was pre-clock.
So would it be... But does it translate to something like a number of seconds, or is it more like a snap of a finger?
Yeah, it translates
to a real moment of time.
The same moment every time. It's not like the length of a heartbeat or something.
No.
Okay.
3 seconds.
No.
Okay.
So once more, the word moment was once a official measure of time. What is the amount of time involved?
It's kind of cool.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Moment. How about like 2.5 minutes, somewhere like that?
Nope.
Okay.
Too long?
Too long.
Oh, that's a jiffy.
A moment is 6.5 jiffies, right?
Right. You know, there's that weird conversion rate. The Mama Cass show, I think in the serious couple, how about Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward?
Not them. That's a really good guess. These aren't quite as well known, and these two had a TV series that was on at the time.
Uh-huh.
Unlike Paul and Joanne.
The comedian, I'm thinking someone like, say, Leonard I'm sorry, Myron Cohen.
Not Myron Cohen.
Or Jackie Mason.
Really, dear, you're in the right neighborhood.
Jackie Leonard.
Still the right neighborhood, but not quite.
Oh, how about Sheldon Leonard?
not Sheldon Leonard either. Good guess.
Okay. And common names, Dana, how yes. about Bob Davis?
Nope, no Davis on the list.
Oh. And out of the European Union, Kira, I was thinking like Latvia or any of the three Balkan nations.
Nope, none of them.
None of them?
Nope.
Okay. We're down, we're out, we're drained.
All right.
We're back.
Bye-bye.
That was just about a jiffy.
And yeah. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Fran in San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hi. Let me guess, Mary Smith?
Let me just check this.
We had Mary, didn't we?
Yep.
Yes, but yes, Mary Smith was on the list, but somebody got that, but I'll give you a bell for it anyway.
Oh, thank you. There are going to be four new statues of women in New York City, in all of the boroughs that are going to be made. Maybe they are already, but one of them is very well known. The other three are not that well known. So can you guess the one that is well known?
Is it Shirley Jackson?
No. Nope.
Shirley Chisholm?
I meant Shirley Chisholm. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Are all these natives of New York City or famous because they lived in New York City?
Well, three of them are famous because they did something in New York City in one of the boroughs. They had an occupation. One of them I don't want to confine to New York City, the one who I want you to name. It's a musician.
And is she associated with New York specifically?
She certainly sang in New York.
Billie Holiday?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah, great. My next question is, who is the most famous, well-written author, like sold the most books all over the world? The back of the book jacket says, next to Shakespeare in the Bible, this is the most popular author, you know, ever in the world. Who is that writer?
Is it J.K. Rowling at this point? Or Stephen King? But J.K. Rowling?
Or Dan Brown? Or
no, I want sold the most books over time.
Is this author still alive?
Hmm?
Is this
No.
What about Cervantes?
No.
Charles Dickens?
No, it's a female.
Agatha Christie.
Yes.
Very nice.
Holy cow. Yeah. And my last question is kind of silly, but this man who's running for president, his name is Pete Buttigieg. He's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how to spell his last name?
B-U-T-T-I-G-I-E-G.
Correct. I can't believe it, Kira. You did it.
Nice.
All of you, congratulations.
Everybody send him some money.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is David Price Welding in San Francisco.
David, it's nice to hear from you.
Originally from South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yes. I have a couple questions for the Cass Elliott show.
Yes.
Would it be Steve Rossi as a comedian?
It would not be Steve Rossi, but this person's about like that silly, I would say. You're right to think of him as silly, like
Marty Rossi. Kaufman?
Not Marty Kaufman.
Okay, and for the couple,
yeah,
two guesses. Would it be Miss? I can't remember the names. Miss Kitty and
James Arness and
yes,
Amanda Blake.
Amanda Blake.
Were they a married couple?
No.
Okay, and they aren't the answer. But that's I like Harry Dern.
Was it Landau and his wife?
Oh, very good.
It is. Awesome. Remember her name?
Barbara Bain.
Barbara Bain and Martin Landau. What show were they in?
Good job.
Mission Impossible.
Absolutely. Thank you for getting
that. Good job with that.
Yeah, really good. Now we just need the kind of silly comedian, funny voice, sticky, funny-looking guy.
Okay.
I'm looking at 5 minutes.
He's funny.
He's like a Shelley or a Buddy or
Buddy Hackett?
Buddy Hackett, that's it.
Right.
I can't give you any more clues than that. So Buddy Hackett, Barbara Bain and Martin Landau were the guest stars.
I'm beginning to see why the show only lasted one hour.
Buddy Hackett did a number from Cabaret. He did the Mieskite number from Cabaret, it is shockingly bad.
Dave, I'm sorry, we're talking over you.
Sorry.
Anything? You got anything else?
No, I'm just sending in my check, my overdue check for my dues in the mail in the morning.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That. Take care, David. Bye-bye.
Great show. Bye.
What about John Williams for names?
No, there is no Williams on the list.
Okay.
First or last name?
First or last.
No William?
And what about Shirley Jackson, since you brought her up?
No,
is she on your,
there is
on
no
your,
Jackson.
On your list of ladies.
She's
no
not in the
list.
National Hall of Fame the first 5 years, okay. And she's not on the other list.
And next call. Bill Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, indeed. I'd just like to mention the Scotland National Magazine, the Scotsman, a very beautiful article about Scotta. Everyone should read it.
Okay.
Scotsman, yeah, it's a great article. Thank you.
Thanks, E.
Beautiful show again. Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
How you doing? The previous two callers before I got the answer about Martin Landau.
Oh, you had
Barbara
it. Bain.
Oh, well, that's
good
about
that.
Right.
But I did want to mention that post Mamas and Papas, Cass Elliot did have some good stuff she put out there, particularly her duets album with Dave Mason.
Very nice.
Check
Thank
it
you.
Out.
Thank
Check
you
it
for
out.
Mentioning
Lovely.
That. Okay, that's a great, great tip.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I believe this is me, Terry in Berkeley.
It is you, Terry in Berkeley.
So for female artists, do you have Judy Chicago yet?
Judy Chicago was not in the first 5 years. I'm not sure she's in the hall, but she's not on my list.
Oh, in the first 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Good
Thank
guess.
You very much. All right. We got a lot of blanks to fill in here. So, Kira, you go first.
All right. Of the 9 member states that of the European Union that don't use the euro, the only two we had left were Croatia and Czechia, or the Czech Republic. Croatia uses the kuna, and Czechia uses the koruna. And the 1993 treaty that established the European Community, which was later named the European Union, that was the Treaty of Maastricht.
All right.
All right. In a question, no one guessed the difference if Rodriguez and Pace wrote something together and had an ampersand. It means you literally collaborated together, and the word and meant you worked on it separately, not together. So if you see that in the credits of the movies, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Very significant. Hey. The National Women's Hall of Fame, the two we're missing are Helen Hayes was in the first class that went in, and Pearl Buck also made it in that class.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it for me.
Is that it? Oh,
I can mention Buddy Hackett's name again, but I think that's all I have.
That's enough. The word moment was once a measure, an official measure of time. It meant 90 seconds.
Yeah.
90 seconds. The 10 most common first and last name combinations in the United States as of 2018. From the top, number 1, James Smith. Number 2, Michael Smith. Number 3, Robert Smith. Number 4, Maria Garcia. Number 5, David Smith. Number 6, Maria Rodriguez. Number 7, Mary Smith. Number 8, Maria Hernandez. Number 9, Maria Martinez. And number 10, James Johnson.
James, so 6 Smiths? Is that how many there were?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, if we did not get your call, I do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We do hope you enjoyed the show. We also hope you can spare us time to join us next Sunday at the same time. My thanks to our panel tonight. That would be technical editor Kira Pace from Dabble Valley College, of course, teacher Laurie Fisher. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to David Lotteleep and Steve Wilcott for handing board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. And it has been a year today since we lost our friend Jerry. So a thought for him, and we miss him a lot. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see? It's got to be one way.